Zelafi is, before the onset of the main rainy season in May, using very much surface transport to deliver food commodities into some of the hard-hit areas around the country here in South Sudan. We are dispatching quite a number of convoys. The one that you speak about in that left Boro for people. We have also quite a number that we dispatched last week into Uro in some areas as well of Ayod County. We are planning more deliveries. There are some as well that are on the way that are heading towards Lea and Mayendit counties. This is part of a broader strategy that we are using here in South Sudan to make sure that whilst the roads are good, whilst the roads are still passable, that we move as much commodity as we can. This really helps us to make sure that we reach millions of people who are struggling to put food on their tables with surface needs, which is much cheaper compared to air.
Well, you just said that you are trying to reach as many places that are inaccessible by road during rain season now. Why are you doing it now?
The reason why we do this is part of our pre-positioning exercise, where WFP stores food in various warehouses across the country before the onset of the rain. Once the rains begin, we are unable to move using surface transport. We are unable to use roads. Sometimes it becomes very difficult to even use river transport. So right now we're trying to use the time that we have in the dry season when we can use trucks. The security conditions are also allowing us to move as much as we can into these areas that we know will be hungry during the rainy season. In South Sudan, the rainy season coincides with the hungry season. The peak of the hunger season actually starts in May and runs until August. This is when people have not harvested and the main agriculture season is just starting. So it is when people struggle the most to put food on their table. And this idea helps us to front load the food already and make sure that when these people are most hungry, we are there to assist them.
So briefly tell us, what exactly are you pre-positioning in terms of specific? Are you taking like maize, oil, or what are you pre-positioning in those places you identified?
So WFP has really stretched the boundaries of humanitarian logistics. We can deliver anything. We are moving food commodities, as you say, maize, sorghum, vegetable oil, salt, nutrition products into these areas. Pulses as well, including beans, various commodities. We are also moving NFI sometimes, the non-food items that may be needed for logistical reasons during the rainy season. We just make sure that everything is at least closer. It's in close proximity to the areas where it will be needed the most during the rainy season.
You just tell me, how do you, as a WFP, kind of identify those hunger-prone area that you then decide to pre-position your assistance or food commodities in those places? How do you determine those areas?
There is a government-led assessment called the Integrated Food Fairs Classification Analysis that is led by the government of South Sudan through the Bureau of Statistics, together with UN organizations such as WFP, UNICEF, and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, and many other actors that we conduct. We send teams to the field. They do a lot of monitoring. They do a lot of analysis. The data that we collect from the field is then used here in Juba, is then triangulated. You get people in a room and say, which areas are likely to be food insecure at this time. And then you look at all these areas, and then already you have a fair view of where the food will be needed the most. So WFP has field presence. We have monitors across the country. We have staff everywhere in South Sudan. We get this information, get information from authorities, use it together with our assessments that we conduct from time to time. And that gives us a good idea of where we need to move the food, who will be hungry, and where these people are.